The summer after I turned 6, I knew my life was about to change. In just a few more weeks, I'd turn in my knee-hole dungarees and soft white t-shirt and high-top U.S. Keds for a starched shirt and tie, gray slacks and a blue blazer, and hard shoes, the uniform of the Catholic school where I'd spend the next 8 years from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. No more roaming through our backyard on solitary adventures or just hanging out with my mom in the kitchen while my brothers were at school all day. That summer, our neighborhood was overrun by caterpillars. They appeared overnight by their thousands on bushes and trees, fences and sidewalks, even crawling up the sides of our house. Many people considered them a nuisance, but I thought they were beautiful. 2 inches long, fuzzy and purpley, with yellow stripes down their sides. One day I had an inspiration. I fetched my green plastic bucket and a red plastic shovel and spent the better part of a whole afternoon carefully collecting caterpillars from the stucco sides of our house. I gently scooped them off the sidewalk and the driveway. Soon, I had a whole bucket full, dozens of squirming, gorgeous purple caterpillars. I came in the back door and found my mom in the kitchen, dressed as usual in a flowered dress and apron. I hid the bucket behind my back. "I have something for you, Mommy," I said. She turned and smiled. "What is it?" "Here," I said, and thrust out the plastic bucket full of caterpillars. "I got them all for you." She shrieked and then got a grip. "I think you better take those back outside," she said. "They don't belong in the house." I was crushed. I could hear the disapproval in her tone, though she tried to hide it. So I took my bucket back outside and released the creatures carefully, one by one, onto leaves and hedges. The caterpillars never visited our neighborhood again, not in such miraculous numbers. In September, I put on my jacket and tie and hard shoes and went to school with my brothers to become whatever I would become. And my mother was right. The caterpillars did belong outdoors. I had brought them in way too soon. They weren't yet beautiful to her as they were to me. But what would she have said if I brought her instead a bucket full of butterflies?